The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I've called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. This I command you: love one another. Love one another. Couldn't be clearer. This is a command that Jesus gives us in the gospel today. Love one another. Love is an important word in the scriptures. The Greek word in the gospel today is agape. Agape, love. Agape is a big love. It's inclusive, reaches out, and includes all people. There's two other words common in Greek for the word that we translate as love. Eros is a romantic love. This is what draws two people together. It's what keeps the human race going. If there was no eros in the world, the human race would come to an end. Eros. It's where the word erotic comes from. Another word for love in Greek is philia. This is like a friendship, like a relationship with you have with your friends, brothers and sisters. Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, sisterly love. Philia. But it's important to remember that agape that Jesus is using in the gospel today is not a feeling. When we think of the word love in English, we often will think of romantic love, having a warm heart towards someone, warm feelings, friendship. But that's not what it means in Scripture. In Scripture, love is not a feeling. It's an action. It's how one behaves towards another person. To love another person means that you attach to them. You abide with them. Respect them. How you feel about them doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Do you like them? Who cares? Probably can't like everybody. But whether you like someone or not has nothing to do with agape. It has to do with action. It's how we treat them, not how we feel about them. So in the gospel today, we hear Jesus talking about love one another. It's his commandment. To be in a relationship with Jesus, you have to obey his commandment. You've mentioned those commandments the last few weeks and that we've heard in the gospels. Two commandments, the summary of the law and the prophets. Love God with all that you are, and love your neighbor as if that neighbor were you. Never do to someone what you hate. Those are the two commandments. Those are the commandments of Jesus. If you do not obey those commandments and live by them, you cannot love Jesus. You cannot love God. It's impossible, because God is love, And we must love our brothers and sisters. Don't need to like them, but you got to love them. You have to love them. You have to treat them with respect and attachment. And so, as we listen to Jesus, he's making it very clear that it's a condition for being a disciple of his. Being in a relationship with him means being in a loving relationship with everyone. Again, not a feeling, it's an action. We hear about that in the second reading from the book of from the first letter of John. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. God is love." Scholars say that this first letter of John is actually a commentary on this gospel, and that this part of the letter focuses in on our selection today in the gospel. Love one another. It's a command. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. That's what John says. An example of that kind of love is in the first reading in the book of Acts. Peter has come to the house of Cornelius. That seems sort of simple and straightforward. Comes to the house of Cornelius. But who is Cornelius? One, Cornelius is a Gentile. Another thing, Cornelius is a pagan. Another thing, Cornelius is a Roman. Cornelius is a Roman centurion. The Jewish people didn't associate with Gentiles, didn't hang out with pagans, hated those Romans, saw them as oppressors. And yet, in the spirit of agape, Peter comes to the house of this Roman centurion. He's got other Jewish people with him to witness what's going to happen. This is an amazing event when you think of the context in which it occurs. Because what happens after Peter and Cornelius greet one another is that in some way the Holy Spirit comes down on this family. Not just Cornelius, but his whole family. A whole family of pagans, a whole family of Gentiles, and this horrible Roman centurion, the Holy Spirit is descending upon him. And Peter says, well, if the Holy Spirit's going to come down on them just like the Holy Spirit does on us, baptize them, bring them in. That's an amazing event because it's a wonderful example of agape. Loving someone, not that you like them, didn't like Romans, don't like centurions, don't much care for these foreign military people, but you love them with God's love. And that's what Peter is demonstrating today in that first reading. So we're reminded, too, that, again, love's not a feeling. Don't need to love like the people that hate you, like the people that do harm to you. It's not what this is about. Love is not a feeling. It's an action. It's how we treat them. Called to love everyone, and that is we attach to them in a big way like God does to us. Heard in another letter of St. Paul that before and while we were still sinners, before we experienced conversion, Jesus died for us. That's agape. Not one of us yet. We haven't accepted him yet. But he still died on the cross for the people who were still sinners. And that's an example of what Jesus is talking about. He's obeying the command of his Father to love. And so he passes that command on to us. Love one another as I love you, with an agape kind of love, an acceptance. This world is going through a terrible time. It probably always has. It's probably mass communication. The computer makes it so much worse. It seems like every day is just full of hate. We don't see love out there. We see hate. Hate and rejection. People hate one another. They hate because you're not the same right political party, not the right orientation, you're not the right race, you don't speak the right language, don't have the same beliefs. Not the right color. All these reasons why people are hating each other in this society. But be careful of anyone who claims that they are a Christian when they hate, because you can't be a Christian and hate. It's impossible. You have to be a person of love. So if you're someone on the TV or on the radio or on the computer, newspaper, talking hate talk and claiming to be Christian, shut them off. Throw them away, because they're false Christians. They haven't read this gospel. At least they're not following it, because they're putting out hate speech, trying to talk you into hating other people. Hate them. Throw them out. Get rid of them. Don't let them in. That's not a Christian way of thinking. We're called to be people of love, not people of hate. Yesterday in the paper, I read about a politician who claims to be a avid Christian. Her idea is she's going to strap on the armor of God, put the gun on her hip, and go kill the enemies. No, that's not being a Christian. That's being antithetical to the whole Christian message. And so it's important when we listen to people like that, don't buy into it. And don't let them convince you to be different than what Jesus is calling us each to be. That is people who love. Agape, that's the kind of love we're called to. That's the kind of people we're called to be. And so we listen to Jesus, says, if you want to be my disciple, keep my commandment. Love God and love your neighbor as if your neighbor were you.